This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's...
Sorry.
Oh, no.
Other people's problems. What's happening today, Hack?
We have Candy today, not her real name, but she's asking about girl code and coming clean and...
Yikes.
Yeah,
okay.
You're in the right place. Candy?
Yay.
What's going on? Why do we need to learn about girl code?
Well, one of the couples in my friend group just broke up.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not super close with them, but, you know, we all get together, you know, every once in a while to, like, go dancing and do karaoke and all that stuff.
What's that like, having a friend group? I think Aaron can relate.
Don't make this about you and your loser attitude and inability to make friends as an adult. So you call it a friend group. I know there's more to the story, but I just to clarify, you're not saying you're friends because I don't know what this is like. Aaron actually does. Like, you're friends with all the people in your friend group, but like when I go friend, you would go Melina.
Yeah, or Rachel.
Right.
Yeah.
But
in case either are listening,
right, it's like, but like, then you have this huge group of people and you're friends in air quotes, but it's like, you can be around each other, but you wouldn't be, you're not like,
yeah, for sure.
That's not your ride or die.
It's more of like a fun summer, like big get together. But like, if I needed help or something, it would be Rachel or Melina.
Okay. Is that sort of what we're talking about with you, Candy? Is like,
yeah, kind of. I mean, it's just, you definitely hit the nail on the head about like the summer camp kind of thing.
Okay, so this couple broke up, which is always weird if they're in the friend group, because now who gets the friend group? But
yeah, definitely. So after they broke up, I ended up running into the guy at a bar, and one thing led to another, and I hooked up with him that night.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, and we both agreed it was going to be like a one-time thing, and like obviously we wouldn't tell the girl about it, and I just found out that they're getting back together.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I don't know what to do, and the friend group is getting together soon for like a game night, and I'm afraid it's going to be awkward. You know,
you think?
Well, will it be? I mean, no one knows, right? So
he knows, you know.
It's going to get out. Nothing ever stays secret.
And I feel like I would be so uncomfortable, like keeping a secret from, you know, somebody in the group. Like, what if she finds out down the road? I mean, like, would it be terrible to just come clean now?
Yeah, I think it would be better if it came directly from you. How close did you say you were with her specifically?
I mean, we've done like girls' night and stuff. Like, we're not super close, but also like, I don't want to create an enemy in the group. And like, what if her boyfriend tells her, you know, like, come clean about it. Like, what do I do?
Have you seen Friends?
Yes.
Yeah, some of it.
The whole Ross, we were on a break. Do we agree that they were on a break? It's kind of that thing.
I disagree with breaks just as a rule. You're either together or you're not. And if we're taking a break,
that's not true.
Then we're still together, but we're not together.
I
you can't have both.
I've broken up with people and then got back together. and what happened in between is nobody's business. The problem.
Sure. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because we were on a break.
Well, but it ended up being a break. You thought you were like, I mean, if you're like, let's take a break.
Oh, yeah, no. I thought it was a break up. And then it's there like, oh, I guess that was just a break.
Then I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
Here's the before we take calls, let me give the phone number anyway. 303-222-5423. You can call it. You can text it. Do you feel any, like, I know we set up a whole preamble where she's not your quote friend. But do you have any remorse for sleeping with somebody that one of your acquaintances used to date?
Of course I do.
You didn't that day.
Hookup.
Yeah, okay. Listen, and I live in a glass house. I've done...
Isn't that how most people kind of meet each other? Is you're around each other to some extent? Maybe you used to date a friend, but we hit it off better. Like, I think that's probably more common, right?
It kind of.
Yeah.
I have to be quiet. I don't know.
No, because same, like something very similar happened with me, and I'm currently dating this guy that this happened with, but we both asked a friend prior.
You and said, kind is of got this approval. Okay, yeah. If we boink.
And that opinion kind of changed after, but it's like, well, that's it's too late.
So you brought a third person into the bedroom before you were in the bedroom. <That's>
kinda... Yeah.
Well, because I wanted to make sure girl code.
Okay, so then that's what we're exploring here. Yeah. And that's okay. So have you hung out, Erin, with the friend group since?
I did take a step back, but we are mending things.
Mm. Oh, so.
But so should she not go to this game night is the question. Like, if you go to that game night, I mean, it would suck if you lost your fun summer friend group over one night of. Passion.
When he was involved too. I mean, it's not like we're going to cast Candy out.
Because yeah, but it's two versus one. The two of them are going to stay in the friend group. Candy might have to bounce.
Yeah, that I don't like that though.
I know you don't like it, but that's math.
Guilty, I guess. But guilty of what? I mean, they were two single people.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah.
Right?
But you just don't want it to come out. I don't think them sleeping together is wrong. It's not great, but it's not. But like now, I don't know what you do now. Because
I think you gotta fess up.
No way.
If I was the girlfriend, I would want to know.
Honesty is never a great thing.
Even if you're back together, I mean, does he have to go? What if?
Yeah, because then I want to know. Like, do I need to now go get tested again, or like what's going on?
I think he can say he slept with somebody. He can't say it was Candy.
I would want to know.
During the break, I slept with somebody.
See, and that's I hate. It's like then we shouldn't have broken up. You know, like, why do I have to tell you? We weren't together. I didn't owe you anything.
I think it's because I'm there. I'm not like a stranger.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so what do you want it as of right now? What are you asking? Like, should you go? Should you fess up? Are you asking all those questions? Is there anything else we need
kinda.
To ask?
Yeah, I'm asking, like, what should I do?
Yeah.
Like, am I, like, not a girl's girl now?
Erin says, when she said the secret's going to come out, is that a, will it? Because is that a girlfriend group thing? I've had guy group of friends where I didn't know their last name. So it's like, that secret didn't come out.
That is true.
So there's
well, that's the thing. That's not a secret. That's just information you don't care about. But absolutely, I know that there is a boys group text where they are gossiping more than the girls.
Mm.
About you.
About the group.
All the girls in
the
group.
Yeah.
Candy, hang on. We're gonna get you some advice. I just don't know if you should go to this one. Like, because it's too fresh.
Yeah.
You just slept with him. They just got back together. Like, maybe not that. But I know that there's other, obviously, there's people in this room who've been in this situation. So there's definitely people listening. Who've been in this situation.
Yeah. Is that too glaring though? If it's like, hey, where's Candy? And you're like, well, I don't know. She just, I
can't answer that.
That same exact thing happened to me and I came up with an excuse. I said I was watching my nephews because I just didn't.
Because it is like a big group of friends.
Exactly. And I didn't want to cause an issue further.
Yeah. I mean, if it's me and you and we're BFFs, Tiak, and you don't show up, it's like, that's glaring. But if like, it's a big group of people, sometimes there's 10, sometimes there's 12.
Sure.
Sometimes there's 9, sometimes there's 15. It's like, but if she's not there and it's like, somebody mentions Candy's name and the guy gets like, does a twit. Like,
I can almost, all involved. Exactly. I can almost guarantee that at least two other people know now. And then there's going to be, they're going to start drinking. There's going to be like witty little hints.
Oh, you think
like,
they already know? He's already
I think,
told
yeah,
people?
He probably told his best friend.
I nailed Candy the other night.
Yeah. Because he's probably asking for advice as well. And then it's going to get in the group chat.
Well, he's online
on the,
too.
Yeah, Candy's on the radio. Come on.
All right. Candy wants to know, she slept with one of her acquaintances' boyfriends, one night thing.
While they were broken up,
okay. It was a break.
Yeah. We were on a break.
But now they have a game night coming up, and she doesn't know what to do, if she can hide it or should she come clean. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to try to help out Candy. She is... She's done something that we find reprehensible, deplorable. She's actually had the gall to sleep with someone that one of
her
friends...
How dare she? There is a texter that has a good point. They said he knew they were getting back together. He knew they were getting back together with the girlfriend since he had relations last night and then got back together the morning after. We don't necessarily know the timeline, but it does feel very...
It did kind of hear like she sound like she said last night, but I think she might have said that night.
Yeah.
Because I've been trying to figure, but regardless, you don't always know if you're going to get back together with somebody. It just happens. So basically, slept with a guy in the friend group who had just broken up with his girl, who's also in the friend group. Now they got back together, which is fine. She didn't want to be with the guy, but they have a game night plan, and she's like, I don't know what
to do. Do I tell my friend?
I'm not usually the honesty is the wrong policy, but on this one, I don't. Yeah, Maya.
Yai,
what do you think?
Miss Candy here needs to fess up. I was in the exact same situation where I broke up with an ex, found out my best friend tried to get with him, and that happened, and I had to find out months later through my other best friends. I would have much rather known the truth right then and there. You know, I had to end a very, very long friendship over it. It's not worth it. Just fess up. You already did it. You can't change it. Be honest. Clear the conscience.
Just literally walk up to her and go, hey, by the way, a few nights ago,
Yes, 100%.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry, months later, and like just knowing that the two people that you trust the most are carrying this deep secret and not like that hurts.
But you were broken up.
It hurts so bad.
That's what I'm confused. Like, why is it?
Then you lose complete trust in that friend. You know, I would rather have my best friend than the boyfriend, and I lost both, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I get it.
Definitely sucks.
You're making me feel bad about some things I've done in my life, so thank you. Appreciate it. I thought I could skate away scot-free, but now the guilt is starting to seep in a little bit. James?
Yai.
What do you think Candy should do? Come clean? Lie? Something else?
So, I got two thoughts. First off, everybody says they want to know, but no one really wants to know once they find out something that hurts them. It always makes them mad, and someone always pays the consequences. But
the consequences of your own actions, yeah.
That's true, but since I have nothing to do with this, I say Candy should tell and then call us back with the info.
Yeah, wait, you're on
James,
to something.
You turncoated real fast there. You were like riding this one path and then just jumped over to the other team. Boy, I don't know if I like that.
I like James.
I give an honest feedback so you can do with what you want, but my opinion, roll the dice. Let's see how this plays out.
You're going to lose your friend group, though. Just for a one-night stand, who cares?
I think it's able to be mended, though.
No, it's not.
It is.
No way. Never. Uh-uh. Nope. Either Candy's going to lose the friend group, the boyfriend's going to lose the girlfriend, or the girlfriend's going to lose the man she thought she knew.
Or just, it's all going to explode. It's like the big bang right there. Just everybody goes their separate ways. Like, we're destroying more than just three lives.
Yeah.
But I just have such a problem with, like, you don't...
That's why you should call back.
But you don't have claims on somebody once you've broken up. You're just...
Yeah.
Like,
you don't, but
if you didn't do what you needed to do to maintain that relationship, then you've lost whatever they do from that point forward.
Everything you're saying is accurate. Except you're still in a friend group together. So now you do have some responsibility.
I don't think. I think that's how people meet. I think they're friends.
He didn't sleep with a stranger. Yeah. He slept with someone she knows, which I've never been a female, but I think that's going to be worse.
Yep. James, we love you. And if they call back, we want you to be the first call after after we do it. Thank you, dude. Sky.
Yes.
What advice do you have for Candy?
I think Candy should just personally ask that other girl and be like, hey, can we meet and talk? Because honestly, that girl code going around this, I think she should just nip it in the bud, honestly. Because if it comes out, she's going to be ostracized from that group. Versus, you know, if you get it out, what's the worst that can happen?
But you don't have to be ostracized if you don't tell. If you get by with it.
But then it's going to go around the group no matter what, and rumors are going to start. It's going to be bigger than what it actually was.
But will the guy be ostracized? Like, he was just as quote-unquote guilty.
They won't ostracize the guy. Girls are mean, and they will go after and be like, oh, Kenneth just can't hang out with us.
Yeah. Mm. And guys can't be helped. Like, nobody's mad at us. We never get in trouble for sleeping with somebody because we're like, it was there.
Standard, so. I didn't know what was happening.
I tripped on a banana peel. There I was.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.